grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Turn your attention to one sentence from one of the lessons appointed for you today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19a. This charge I commit to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophetic utterances which came to you, that inspired by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. Dear fellow Christians, there's a strong parallelism between the paragraph which in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 2 to 7, and the one which is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, of which we just started the first sentence of text, sufficiently strong to make us understand that Paul is in fact saying, earlier, Timothy, I made you responsible for delivering your tithes to certain persons at Ephesus. That tithe is so important that now I am delivering the same charge to you personally. The act of giving the charge to the presentation of Ephesus was this: do not teach any different doctrine. The act of giving the charge to Timothy is different: wage the good warfare. The first, however, is the same. There is one way to contend in behalf of God for the good of men: teach the truth which is from God. Teach it by setting it forth positively, by defending it, by advocating the conforming of life to it. Teaching different doctrine may be followership. There is ample empirical evidence for that. Only teaching the truth which is from God provides the channel by which the Spirit of God delivers into the possession of men the one eternal salvation which is by faith in Christ Jesus. Measuring himself by the standard of God revealed there, under the prompting of the Holy Spirit, a person finds himself vying with the Apostle Paul for the genuine title, foremost of sinners. Kneeling in visible steps. That same person can be led by the same Spirit of God to know and believe that the thing is pure and worthy and full of acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world as saved sinners. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. By doing the teaching of God's truth, we put that teaching happens in people by the work of the Holy Spirit. One only the good warfare. Paul describes to Timothy the state of being in which a person will wage the good warfare, saying, holding faith and a good faith. In other words, Paul assures Timothy that he would wage the good warfare only by having what God gives, holding faith in Christ Jesus, a conscience consequently secure in Christ. The Spirit of God works effectually in those who believe. Through the gospel of word and sacrament continue the gift of faith. We are gathered to worship as people who would wage the good warfare. May the word which we have heard and the sacrament in which we shall receive the body and blood of Christ given instead for the remission of our sins be the means by which the Spirit enables us, by continuing in us the gift of faith and a good conscience. Amen. Peace of God, we thank God for standing. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.